You have been listening.
Assalamu alaikum.
This
is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad, live on your Block Talk Radio, coming to you at 8 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I am highly honored to be able to do so. But it's called Barakat. And I want to thank our beloved brother, Imam Musa, for doing Juma. I don't want y'all to think this is a second Juma. There's only one Juma. You know, some of us, we sit on the rug and we wait for the Imam to come. Things happen in America. It could be an accident. It could be a traffic jam. And sometimes the Imam will be late. But you should have patience. Allah would try you with patience. If he didn't call in and ask someone to take his place, then no one should take his place. That's the patience. If you have to leave, you go to the rear of the masala and you do 4 rak'ahs. And you bow out, so I'm out. And you leave. If the imam got there late and he begins Juma, Allah will reward you as if you were sitting right there on the floor. See how merciful Allah is? But you don't get up on your own and take his place. That is not what you are to do. Well, let's assume no one comes in. Then you all do the same thing. And you will get the barakah. Everything is in moderation. Things happen. Now, once the imam comes in, I'm quite sure he probably will shorten his time, but he will give you the kuppah. And then those who have patience, Allah will reward you even more. Of the 1,000 blessings you receive, Allah will give you more. This is al-Islam. We just don't take it upon ourselves to do anything that we ought not to do. When you go up to the minbar on Friday, that's a special time. And yes, he's responsible, but that's the position of Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You just don't get up and lead the Juma because the Imam is not there. For all Imams, studies, special day to give you the 2 rak'ahs that we normally would do if it wasn't Friday. On Fridays, the 2 rak'ahs you can speak. And the first part of the Juma, of course, is the Quran. It's about what Allah wants from us. And the second part of the Quran, the second part of the kuppah is the community. Everyday life, normal things that happens in society. Yeah, so the Juma is important. So I don't want you to think that Omar is doing another Juma on Friday. No, that was at the right time, noontime. And he did a wonderful job in bringing and enlightening you on things that he has learned that makes you a better Muslim. How about the brothers that call themselves sheikhs and ulimans and scholars on the floor? He reminds you of what you may have forgotten. When you hear something repetitionally, you pretty much grasp yourself to it and you can understand it. We all make mistakes. That's why we say, subhanAllah, Allah is the best knower. You can forget Fatiha. We say that every day, 5 times a day. We say Fatiha before we go any part of the Surah of the Quran. However, you can forget. You can forget the first part. You can forget a syllable of the Arabic. You human, subhanAllah. But that's not our position. and the placement of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace upon him. That's his position given to him by Allah himself. Today we are changing it. You have some imams will start off with the hadith. Where is that written at? And you wouldn't know anything about hadith coming into the religion of Islam. You are given a Quran, not a hadith. There's a lot of studying you have to do when you start going to other books. You have a right to. But let's put it in proper perspective. You do not come into the masala, study man, with a shirt with names all on it, as if you're a billboard. You should know better. But yet they do that. You should dress up in your best clothing. Now, theoretically speaking, it doesn't mean the physical clothing. But yet, you want to be neat internally and externally. Meaning, don't come there with alcohol in your system. Don't come in there and you just had sex with your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other and you didn't take a bath. There was a sister that sent out the email. And because we have Christians that listen, I try my best to stay with the English. So the brothers, they know these simple words. But she says that Brother Imam so-and-so said we all should take a bath every 7 days. Well, Allah clean that up. Cleanliness is next to godliness. We take a bath every day. That's simple common sense. You don't have to send us that you read in the hadith what some brother said or what Imam said. And this is the problem that we misconstrued, that the hadith supersedes the Holy Quran. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad. I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks of a year. On Block Talk Radio, New African Excellence Enterprise, Murad speaks. And I try to give you simple things that we, for whatever reason, do not grasp. We just do what we want to do. And I try to give you what I see. I look at it, I see it, and because I saw it, I'm going to try to correct it. So, brother, man, you can't come to the masala and give Juma, and you are wearing a billboard, Tommy Hilfiger, any other designer. We don't need any designs on our clothing, nor our hat, even if it says Allahu Akbar. It takes attention of the individual attention span. He don't hear you. He's reading your clothing. So you shouldn't have it. And my beloved brother, when the Adam is called, you don't say nothing. You don't move about unless you have to get up and go to the laboratory. But you don't come moving people and you make your sunnah. That's what it is, a sunnah. It's not an obligation. It's not compulsory. But if you wanted to make two sunnahs, you should have came early, before the kupah began. But once the kupah began, there's no moving around. It's not for you to tell brothers to move so you can make sunnah. Everybody watching you. Everybody got your attention. And sometimes we get a little carried away. We'll say 100 Allahu Akbar. But you're not even supposed to talk, brother. You don't come in shaking people's hands. It disturbs them. The kupah is being given in a very deep, I say deep, for those who are not up on that level. It's a great speech. You dig a little deeper of the understanding of how you read the Quran and you want to shake his hand. Assalamu alaikum. It's inappropriate. Don't touch him. You want to make up your sunnah? Allah will reward you. But a sunnah is not an obligation. A sunnah is your responsibility. Your responsibility is to come into the masala and understand what Allah wants from us. Didn't I tell you, I'll reiterate, the position of Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah? That's his position. So you don't talk when a brother comes up in his presence, because he's not here physically, but spiritually, mentally, my God, he's here. Well, we the uswa of Muhammad the Prophet, presence needs to be upon him. So you don't come in chewing gum. You don't come in here with perfume or cologne, whatever you want, and you smell so well that the brother want to know, what is it? We don't do that. That's how important the kufa is. It's your four rakas that you make during Zuhr. But because we come together as a congregation, a community, you get blessings. It's not a special day. Every day is special for Allah. Our Jews call Saturday Sabbath Day, means God's Day. Christians, they like Sunday as Jesus' Day. No, every day is Allah's day. And Jesus is not God. He's a prophet. But he would tell you that is not his day. So if you say it's God's day, no, every day is God's day. I got a text that a brother said, today is my birthday. I said, you should thank your mother. You should bring her a present, because she could have flushed you down the toilet. So every time your birthday comes around, you should think of your mother. Because you had to come through that womb, my brother. And she had to go through those aches and pains for 9 months. And my God, she got to give life. She almost died on the operation table. Thank you, Mama. I'm 5 years old. Thank you, Mama. I'm 10 years old. But when you get 17 and 20 and 25, here's a gift, Mama. I'm going to take you out to dinner. No, boy, it's your birthday. Yes, but I would not be here if you didn't allow me to come through that tunnel. So it's a reminder of your mother. Now, it's not her ram that you want to give a guy a gift or take him to. You know, that's something you do is called barakats, because you don't have to. The individual should say, you don't have to do that, brother. I'm glad I'm alive. I made it to 20. I made it to 30. I made it to 75. I'm thankful. Today, they're dying at 12 and committing suicide at 15 and overdosing on drugs at 17, 18. So we should be thankful that we have risen above those ages. I reiterate, this broadcast is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC. Rod Speaks. And we say, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. And we thank Allah for giving us who? Us human beings, a gift. And Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the resurrector, the one who is a mercy to all humanity, to allow us to evolve in life and come to the understanding that Allah is one, one alone, no partners, no associates. We thank him for everything that he has given to us. Why, brothers and sisters, Allah has given you the entire universe. You're the gardening of his creation. You're the Khalifa. So we can never thank him enough. The one who created the heavens and the earth and everything between it, and the system of all knowledge. All knowledge. not some. And those who have learned didn't create it, they discovered it, and their job is to give it back. So we salute Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet. There's no more coming. But the most excellent salute given to mankind, the traditional salute, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, his sinners, and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam wa sabasulil kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salakara wa deen. Yes, we always ask Allah to govern our tongue so we don't get personal, and we try to give you that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the words of God. It's one thing to read it, it's another thing to understand it, and more important, when you understand it, you manifest it in your way of life. You manifest it in being upright. You manifest it in your honesty, integrity, and your moral decency. You honor it. You ask Allah over and over again, thank you, Lord. Thank you for wanting me to help others that I'm not selfish, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for allowing me to give back my zakat. As Imam Musa said, he will go into that charity. Thank you, Lord. You know, brothers and sisters, we can never thank Allah for Imam Waqdeen Muhammad. You don't have a clue that Allah put him amongst us. So we don't get jealous of anyone else that comes around thinking that they can teach us their understanding. Imam Waqdeen Muhammad grew up amongst us, suffered like us. His ancestors, which is our ancestors, came on that boat called Jesus. You can have this honey. You can have this land. You can have all this gold. Give me Jesus. That was Jesus Christ. No, he was talking about that boat named Jesus. We wanted to go back home. So we sung that old Negro song. We fell in love with Jesus, because he was the only white man with blue eyes and blonde hair that didn't persecute us, didn't oppress us, didn't murder us and hang us and castrate us and rape our children. The only one, so we fell in love with him because we didn't have a better understanding. 400 years. Well, a little over 100 years, they call you three-fifths of a human being. So they made us animals. We wasn't even human. And if we think about the things that happened to us, you would listen carefully, because we're not trying to change your religion. Be a good Christian. Be a good Jew. We're not trying to change your religion, our brother Hindu. But believe in one God. Understand that you wouldn't be here. We worry about the deaf, the dead. We put emphasis on the dead, and then we want to judge them. My brother, you can't even judge yourself. You didn't create yourself. And these are the things that are not being taught. It's not being taught in the masala. And it's a shame, because one is up there for themselves. Again, I reiterate, that is the position of Muhammad, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's his position, and we should honor it. You're not up there for yourself. So, brothers and sisters, we come to the masjid, and some of them got corner stores, little apartments, and little places, and they stay there for a long time. So it's clear evident they're there for themselves. Imam Wallace D. Muhammad taught us who follow him. I'm a student of Imam Wallace D. Muhammad. He said, that money you're going to give to that corner store, he said, where is in the Quran you're supposed to give it? You're supposed to give zakat to the needy. How many people you have walked past and didn't give it to them? Because you stuck with it. If it ain't a roof, it ain't four walls, it ain't a building you walk in with some heat, you call it a masjid, that you're supposed to leave your money there. But the people before you got there starving. You got old women called seniors eating. Yes. You got children that's unnourished because they can't get food to eat. But yet you take your nickels and dimes and your dollars and your $100 and you give it to who? What you call the masjid. Okay. A center, an Islamic center. Charity, brothers and sisters, is not what you put in that bucket. You know what the best charity is? Is that some female that you saw that needed something, and you walked over to her and said, excuse me, I would like to help you. And you give her $100. $100. You know what that means to her? But no one saw it but you and Allah. That's the best charity. That's the best zakat. But no, you think you'll get the blessing if you put it in the bucket. And don't know what he's doing with it because he don't bring you no records. I guarantee you, if you all go to your imam and say, well, imam, how much it costs to run this building? By the way, how much are you in trouble? How much money you have in the bank that we put in here? Because he didn't put anything, and if he did, it's the community's money. Ask that question. I guarantee you don't get an answer. That's not being transparent at all. But the key is we get dressed up and we rush the Juma and we see people want to wash your window and people begging. People got signs up, but you ride past all of that because your $100, your $500 got to go in the bucket. Oh, you're going to get rewarded for that. Brothers and sisters, when you give zakat, charity, and it comes from your heart, an angel, you didn't know you had an angel on the left, he writes it down. And it'll be read to you on the final day of judgment. I'm not saying don't give any money to the masjid. I don't want you to take what I say and not put it in a proper perspective. I'm saying to you, if you got $100, don't you know there's 200 of us, 300 of us? If we all gave $20, you have good money at the end of the Kupa after Juma. But what about that young man that you gave him $80? It's not like $1,000. He never thought he could get it. Oh, Brother Murad, he might go out there and get some more alcohol. Oh, Brother Murad, he might go out there and shoot drugs. Oh, you ain't Allah? Allah gives you the reward. Tell him. Say, brother, sister, I'm going to give you this, and I hope you're going to get something to eat. But if you do not, I get the reward anyway. And Allah don't like ugly. You said you haven't eaten. You said you have a family to feed. Here, here's his $50. No, no, you believe me. I'm going to take food home. Alhamdulillah. Well, you going to walk behind him and see if he does? You get the barakats. You get the barakah, trust in your Lord. You got an angel on the left and an angel on the right. So we, for whatever reason, and we're putting so much emphasis on the grave, one that believes in God created everything. And because Allah created everything and something, it never dies. It evolves. It brings it back into its natural form. Everything in a different form that you see today, because Allah makes everything new. So we don't die. You come in this world and you evolve and you continue to evolve. And when you leave this world, you will evolve. You see, Allah is so consistent with his human beings, of course. There are several days of judgment days. You will not know all of them. You will not know the day of judgment day in this world. But believe me, you're being judged right now. You can guarantee that. Because this is the day of Lamedine. This is the day of religion. So you're going to evolve, or you're going to stand still. Because there is several days for judgment day. But we spend a lot of our time on the dead, the physical, the flesh. Isn't that amazing? The flesh, that's what you look at, the flesh. And we spend a lot of time on that. Why? Why do we do that? So we see if the flesh is dead. You don't see the intellect, the mentality. The intellect can die too. The spirit, it can die, can be dead. So it's just not the flesh, it's the dead mentality. It's a dead spirit. Now you're dead. So don't put so much emphasis on the flesh. When you are put in there, in the ground, the dead body is in there. There's nothing in there. The body, if you look at it, that body is a, as a person, then you have just lost your religion if you believe that's a person in that grave. There's nothing in that body. And you should understand that, and you should be taught that, that you see it as a person. You just died with it, brothers and sisters. You died a mental death. For the flesh is given to us to protect all vital organs that's in your body. The heart sends blood to every vital organ, whether it's the liver, whether it's the lungs, whether it's the kidney. That's Allah. That's who you are. But we don't see that. We see the body, and we judge people by how they look. She can be the most beautiful thing, but an evil, selfish, cold-blooded individual. So it can't be the body. Body don't commit sin. It's the individual that committed sin. And Allah's not going to let you die. You're going to evolve because you're going to be judged on the final day of judgment. This is Al-Islam. This is the truth. This is Allah speaking, not me. And when you understand that, then you understand that you are being watched. Why do you think the scientists got all these different gadgets so they can watch you? Because they don't trust you. Allah gave you freedom. You can be what you want to be. That's your choice. That's why Satan don't like you, because you got a choice. Now, I don't want to serve God. You got that problem.
you know, no problem with God if you don't want to save him. But do something good, he will reward you for it. But that which you do wrong, you're going to answer for it. Because that angel on the left that was given to you in the womb of your mother writes everything now. Now I'm quite sure you heard, and if you didn't listen carefully, your lips will be sealed in the final judgment. So you can't even talk your way out of it. But you will be judged like a scale. And you better pray that your good outweigh your bad. That's all Allah asks you for. But you have a right to commit a sin. A very skillful, knowledgeable, and Muslim brother in Al-Islam. You hear what I say? A Muslim brother in Al-Islam. Why you say that, Barad? Are you a Christian? Yes, you are a Muslim as a Christian. Who am I talking to? The flesh? No, I'm not talking to the flesh. As I'm talking to your conscience? No, your conscience is confused. Well, what are you talking to? I'm talking to your al-fitra, the nature in which Allah has created you to be. You can't change that. You can change your appearance. You can change your desires. You can change your belief. You can change you don't want to serve God anymore. You have a right to do so. So Satan says, that's too much power, Lord. Oh, that devil called Allah Lord, Lord of all the world. Yes, he serves God. So why is he doing these things to God? No, he's not doing it to God. He's doing it to your ego. He does it to what else? Your desires. What else do your greed? What else do he does with your weakness? What else does he does with your appetite? You have an appetite. You have a desire to want to do everything wrong. So he gets you. He's going to take you to hell with him because Allah says, all those that you deceive, Satan, that follows you, I'll see both of you in the hellfire. This is Allah talking to us. So you got to stand up on your own two feet, and you got to know what's good and what's bad. And so whether you say, La ilaha illallah, there are witnesses that there's only but one God, Muhammadan Rasulullah, and I bear witness openly that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, but your actions don't show it. Your character does not represent it. Why, you don't even want to talk to anyone. You don't even want to help anyone. You don't want to do anything in the way of going out your way. For a friend in need is a friend indeed, and there's a whole lot of people that we should friend them. They in need, but we are not helping them. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But things going to get better. See, I believe that. I said, hold on to the rope. Human, I will not let it go if you don't let it go. Hold on. Yes, you're struggling. Yes, you can't put food on your table like you would like to. Yes, you got to catch a bus in 4 or 5 or 7 degree weather below zero in some places, 60 below. Allah said, hold on, because it's coming. Hayat Salat. Hey, brother, we'll call. Hayya Salat. We'll call to prayer. But Allah didn't say just pray. Hayya Al-Falat. Success. Come into prayer. Allah is saying, come to live. That's what it means. Check out the root word. Live. Life. Come to life first. You have to wake up and realize what day it is. come to life, but Allah says come to success. So success is coming, brothers and sisters. And you have to believe that if you hold on to that rope that God gives you, that safe. But you don't just hold on and don't help anyone else. I saw a family. One son was on top of the rope. He was climbing. The mother was up under him. And the girl was in the middle, and the other son was under the girl. And the father was the last one. The rope was given. So the father tells the son that's next to him, cut the rope. Cut the rope. And the mother screaming, no, don't cut that rope. She don't want to lose her husband. But the husband knows the weight of the rope will kill all of them. He said, son, you listen to me. Cut that rope so y'all can go on to life. Allah will take care of me. He cut the rope. They lived. Today, we don't want to cut a rope. We want to die and take everybody with us. We are so selfish. All these are metaphors that give you a better understanding how you should conduct your life. Closed fist, nothing comes in, and nothing goes out. That means Allah is not going to give you anything. But if you got faith, Musa, may Allah be pleased with him, said, what is charity? Tell you about it. A lot of us don't know about charity. Our mothers, fathers, and teachers, but that don't mean you're not supposed to seek, give. Because in order to give, you got to have. So Allah says it's better to give than not to give. It's better to give to and to receive, because receiving means you're in need. The giving means Allah has rewarded you. So you want to be on the side of giving. But we don't give. We don't even give our time. We don't even give our understanding. We saw self-gratification, and Allah frowns upon that. That when you strictly for yourself and care nothing about others. So Juma is important. Juma will wake you up. Juma will make you be a better son. Juma will make you be a better father, a mother. Juma will make you be very graceful and hospitable to the community. Juma will make you a better person, because we come to Juma to hear what we either forgot, or we come to Juma to learn. Either or, it's good for you. And then we make Salat together. Oh, that's a blessing. That's alhamdulillah. You just got a thousand blessings. I mean, blessings are going to take you to get to 1,000, but you just got 1,000. And then Allah erases all of your sins on this day, Friday, when it's time for the noon prayer. And I believe maybe it's Allah I'll talk about. Why do we say our prayers out loud at noon, when on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we don't do it? Around the whole Islamic world, we don't do it. We just go through the rakahs, but we don't do it. But we can say Allahu Akbar, but we don't say anything else out loud. Sami Allah Hamadan. Yes, we are getting up. Allah hears our prayers before you even say it. But you are allowed to do it. You can talk to the angels, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, but you cannot on Saturday do that. You can't do it on Sunday. You can't do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, brothers and sisters. You can't even speak. Well, Brother Murad, I don't know how to give prayer. I'm talking to the Ulimans, the ones that call themselves scholars. I'm talking to the brothers who call themselves imams. Remember, we imams. We lead prayer at home. You're an imam, brother. I never gave Juma, but you're an imam. Don't you lead your sunnah? You lead your prayers at home. We all are imams. That's all it means. Now, some learn to be better in the knowledge because you don't want to study, but you all should study. Because one day you're going to be called. You got five sisters in your court on the island. Someone got to lead prayer. You got to lead the prayer, brother. But if you practice your sunnah, you got it. You sure have it. This is simple. This ain't difficult at all. But put it in the proper perspective. If I'm up there at the Cartesian and I'm giving the Juma, yes, for that 1 hour, I'm in the place of Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But once I sign, so I'm out, that's it. I'm back down there on earth. That's just a figure of speech because the Prophet don't fly in the sky. He's on earth. So I'm back on earth walking amongst you. Call me Murad. I'm your young brother or your elder brother or your senior brother, wherever I can be to you. I'm just like you are. We're a mirror of one another in our nature, not in our looks, not in our education ability. A lot of this isn't just that. You judge the heart of the human being. You know, give these prayers and we don't understand it. They sound good. Don't get me wrong. It sounds good. But the prayer, Was, I love that prayer. And the shortest prayer, Was, Was, some people say. The token of time. Some say the time through the ages. Which way you want to say it? Was. It's a short prayer. We give that prayer, but there's so much power in that prayer that you can write volumes on it. I can speak about that surah for 4 or 5 months for the token of time. And what brings me up to why I bring that prayer out a lot, because the time that Allah is talking about is not the clock you got on the wall. And that's where y'all get confused, that we want to relate Allah to the physical. Well, we can't do that, brothers and sisters. Our nature, without the spirit, you have a animal nature. Yes, you stoop down. Allah had to breathe into us to make us different. We're the Khalifa. We have a spirit that Allah gave us. So that puts us above the angels. Yes. Why? The angels got a job. They do the will of God. You have a responsibility. So you can make any decision you would like. And if you slip, we human, Allah comes and gets you. And you slip again, he'll come get you. And you can slip your way to your grave. And as long as you beg Allah for forgiveness, he will wash it away from your soul on the final day of judgment. And so we say, Was. And we want to know Allah didn't want it to be difficult for us. He said, but man, he want for us to be purified, our flesh. our flesh belongs to animal kingdom. And when we deal with just the flesh and this body of ours belongs to the animal kingdom. This is our lives talking. And if you don't understand that, and you fall victim of that, you're down there with the animals. And they say, human, what are you doing down here? Because, see, they can't come up there, but you can go down there. There's some people who live like animals and act like animals and want to be an animal. Yes. This is all through Scripture. They want to act like an animal, be like an animal. And they should thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, that taught them how we all should act. And all we have to do is be obedient to God. That's all you have to be. And if you're obedient to Allah, he will raise you up from that animal flesh. You're talking about sadaqa. Another way of charity is when you put that flesh in the ground. Them insects, them worms, and them ants, and that termites, and any other insect down there, they have to eat. That's charity. That's all that flesh is. Because the flesh will not be able to go back into the earth in which it have came, but the animals have to eat it and ingurgitate it or defecate it so it can go back into the earth. Yeah, they got a job. Now, that should be real sick to you if you believe that's you in that grave, that's a human being in that grave. Well, I want you to know, what was Adam when he came? And his wife, his other half. What was Eve? What was Adam when he came in the world? Well, look what Iblis said. You know the devil, Iblis? He said, why you got that hollow clay? He called it. And if you create it, it's going to cause more bloodshed on earth. Allah said, I know what you know and know what you don't know, Iblis. This is my crown of creation. Oh, he got jealous. Now, that's Iblis. But he got permission to test us all the way to our grave. To you, sister. You testing your husband? You trying your husband? That can't be you. Because you come from heaven. Your father, Adam, and Eve was created in heaven. So why are you disturbing your husband? That's Satan. That's that jinn in you. And you can't allow it. It has to come out the bottle. And so you want to disturb your husband that loves you, that gives his life for you. And it's amazing, sisters. That's what y'all do. And sometimes you disturb him so much, he ain't want to come back. Some can't afford. But if he's all man, he's going to do like Moses did and just walk. And just walk in the desert and trust that he'll make it. And my God, he became the messenger of God. You can run him away. And you think it's fun. You want to put your rules down. And that's something. Now, we have been castrated. We've been hung. We've been tricked. We've been bamboozled. They did so much to that black man, and today he's trying to stand upright, and you still want to knock him down. Now, yes, some of y'all went through the same hell, but not like that man. Why? Because that Caucasian that was a devil in his action knew he had to get rid of us. Tall, too strong, handsome, built, and he was not like us. So what he had to do, use a gun, use a knife, use a whip, and beat us in submission. Yes, we went through holy hell with that man. He kept you because you was a toy for him. He played games with you. He did tricks on you. He did all kinds of things, but you stayed alive because he knew he needed that, but he didn't need that man. but he abused our little boys. He went to bed with our little boys. They're doing that right now in the day. Did you not know? Did you not know the statistics of what's going on with all these little children? They say that our government says abuse those little boys. Abuse them. Keep them away from their mother. Destroy their minds. Make them insane. Why? How could you be so low-life in America and do that? He said, because they won't come over here. If they love their children, they won't come over here. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? So we don't know these things that happen. Well, they found out that they got to stick things up the rectum of the female so she can eat because she wants to die. They had to stick needles in them because they want to die. They keep this a secret, but someone went and found it. Did you not know? Did you not know that vaccination is killing our babies, killing our women? They just found the records because the person that was over top of it for the government, she ripped it up and burned it up and covered it up. But guess what? See, they plot and plan, and God plans. God's the best of player. God had a physician that had a copy of all the records, and now it's being exposed. The pharmaceuticals, they killing you. Think they helping you. They not helping you. They don't want to help you. They can't make money helping you. And you found now that out of all the prisoners, almost over half the prison is governed by black people. And listen to this, double minorities. What do you mean? Women. So the question was asked, black woman, why did you mistreat those inmates? I would not make it if I did. Oh, my God. It's in 2016, 2017, 2018. That our men are being abused behind the walls. Now they're trying to make up for it. They want to get rid of the gas chamber. They want to get rid of electrocuting our men because they found out so many died and falsified the records to kill them. But we're supposed to be so intelligent. We worrying about who's going to run for office. We worrying about the President of the United States that's not going nowhere. You should worry about home. You should worry about us coming together as one community and start building our own roads and our own homes and building our own skyscrapers and our own businesses. We don't talk like that. Yes, they want to boycott the Super Bowl. Why? Because they want to prove a point. Gladys Knight going to sing. Do you know how much Gladys Knight has not got what she should have had? Gladys Knight, according to her, was robbed by who owns Motown? Barry Gordy? So she was robbed then. Then her manager robbed her. She never got paid. She would not be in the Super Bowl if all these black superstars didn't say no. So y'all want to charge Gladys Knight, who tried her best to stick with us. She probably had to go so she could take care of her family. And nobody said to Gladys, how much you getting, Gladys? $100,000. We give you $200,000 to stay home. Oh, you won't do that. Oh, you telling me? Are you telling me there's not 200,000 of us? Are you saying that? There's 200,000, so what's it going to cost you? You do the math. A couple of dollars? You do the math. So we want this stuff to happen, but we are not paying attention to our babies that's being murdered and our babies that's being kidnapped and our babies that's being abused sexually. I'm talking about 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. Is this not Solomon and Gomorrah all over again? But you won't listen. You won't listen to people who have the gift and the ability to tell you what day it is. For all these men that come from all parts of the world, all of them, and I'll tell you one thing, they can recite that Quran. I'll tell you one thing, they can read that Quran. But I'll tell you what they don't have. It's the love for that Quran, the love for Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love for mankind is not greater than that so-called American Negro that came and embraced El Islam. Allah wrote El Islam on our heart. Because we feel we the Uswa of Muhammad the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so you can't bring us no one else. You can't bring us anything that's not related to the Holy Quran. Oh, we stand strong. Now, there's a few weak, boneless, spineless individuals that want to look like everybody else. Yanam Elijah Muhammad says, other likes attract and attract repels. We don't want to look like each other. We want to look like them. We should have our factory creating our own design. Our own designs, and we should buy from ourselves, and this will stop all of this. But you have no one talking like that. Y'all think the Democrats and the Republicans and independents is going to help you. Donald said something, President Donald Trump, I don't want to disrespect him. President Donald Trump said, tell me what the black man did for you. And I'm going to get off the air. Go in these inner cities and go get you a block. Go get you an avenue. And go to the banks and tell them you want the money. They'll give it to you. Go to the investors. They'll give it to you. Go to the council, men and women. They'll give it to you. Well, why you don't get it? The mayor can't give it to you. There's a law. The mayor must sign off. Okay, how much money you got, what you want to say, you can't do it. Now, I know that I helped Cory Booker get in office. I'm so proud that he's a senator. But a young lady came on the radio and said, Cory Booker is spineless. Cory Booker doesn't have a backbone. And Cory Booker is backed by the people that don't like us. Now, this was a powerful politician. Is it true or isn't it true? I mean, they said Moses was with Pharaoh. Moses was the son of Pharaoh. Moses was his stepchild. But when Moses seen that enemy that was with Pharaoh hit one of his own, he knocked him out and killed him. That's a metaphor that's saying, yes, you can be with them, but you can turn and start working for your people because you know them, because you've been on the other side. That's why Moses wanted Aaron, his eagle. So I'll tell him what to say. Allah said, no, tell him what I said because you lose your life. And when he told Moses that I serve the all-seeing and living God that gives life or death, he said, I'll give you death right now. No, Moses, you better tell him what Allah said. Yes, we on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, we tell you what Allah says. I want to thank you for listening. And if I say anything to hurt anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. And if I said anything incorrect, I'm human. I make mistakes, but I believe you got the point. But if I say anything for you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your affection and nature in which you were created, and stand up in your taqwa, your God conscious, your obedience to God. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name. I greet you from our father, Adam, to our father of the intellectual mind in all nations, Abraham, to our brother, Jesus Christ, to our brother, the seal of the prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, May the peace and blessing be upon him and his companions and descendants. From the Holy Quran, in the words of Allah, Al-Rabir, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. And I shall return, inshallah, at 7 to 8 on Saturday. Thank you. Thank you for listening. May God be with you.